From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Sometimes this day and this hour sneaks up on me faster than I expected. I gotta tell you, in what can only be described as yet another remarkable week. And I have to tell you, I enjoy being proven right. That's never been a problem of mine, enjoying being proven right. I like when that happens. I am proven wrong from time to time. I'm man enough to admit that. On the Spirit of Racing Radio yesterday, I was asked for my pick, where I discuss NASCAR every week. And I was asked for my pick at Sonoma Raceway out in California today, and I'm a big Tony Stewart fan. I said, you know, my heart tells me to pick Tony Stewart. He's the winningest driver still around on the circuit at Sonoma with 7 wins. But my heart was telling me Tony Stewart because I'm a big fan. But my mind was telling me that the smarter pick was Kyle Busch. Tony Stewart won the race today. So at least my analysis was fairly close. In this case, I've been talking about what I'm going to talk with you about today for a few days over the previous week. Because yet again, just the Democrats, speechless sometimes. And that's hard to do to me. Ask my wife and my children in particular. It's hard to quiet me down. But there's a Wall Street Journal piece out. Democrats vow to push gun issue in campaigns. And of course, there's a photo of Charlie Rangel, Nancy Pelosi, John Lewis, and a bunch of other aging anarchists who disrupted our republic in a sit-in on the floor of the House of Representatives. Now, I usually have prepared remarks, and today, again, listen to me. It's hard to get this stuff out sometimes. I sit back, I scratch my head, I'm like, I really seeing this stuff? Is this really happening in my country? Just incredible. But again, it can only be described as a remarkable week. The United States, let me just kind of go on a roll here, I can only describe it as seeing yet another round of un-American stunts from the Democrat Party. In this case, as I said, quite literally, seeking to upend democracy in the very seat of our republic, the U.S. House of Representatives. Earlier this week, a group of 26, I believe I'm right on that number, 26 socialist, Democrat, un-American gun grabbers, and that's what they are. They are socialist, Democrat, un-American gun grabbers. Socialist, why? Have you seen where the Democrat Party has gone? It is the party of socialism. I need to justify my description to you? I think you understand that. They are Democrats. Un-American, that's harsh. I'm calling these 26 elected representatives un-American. Yes, I am. Because when you come after my constitutional, coming after my rights as an American citizen, as a fellow American citizen, as a neighbor of yours, is un-American. You can hate my gun rights all you want, but you try to take them from me, that's un-American. Gun grabbers? I don't know what else to call them. It's the only adjectives that I can use on terrestrial radio that I can't use. I can't use what I would like to say because I would need to be on satellite radio. Suffice to say, it would fit on a Howard Stern interview when my emotions get the best of me when I talk about this stuff. And they are elected officials. So, yes, I describe them as a group of 26 socialist, Democrat, un-American gun grabbers who disrupted the U.S. House of Representatives, the work of the people, to stage this phony sit-in. And, of course, after viewing, as I said, photos of these aging socialist lunatics, you can only surmise that this group of elder anarchists is simply reliving their youthful days of dopey college protests. I mean, look at the photograph of Nancy Pelosi in her mid-70s. Yay! You know, trying to act like her teenage anarchy days. It's a joke. It's hilarious. If it wasn't so freaking important. And here's the disappointing part of this. While the Democrat Socialists led by John Lewis of Georgia, do you know anything about John Lewis? John Lewis, revered by the media as a civil rights icon for his work in the 60s, which, by the way, I have no problem with. As the man marched against a government that was suppressing the rights of American citizens. Now, listen to the irony here. Very involved and walked and marched and worked alongside from Atlanta, Georgia, excuse me, Martin Luther King. It is not lost on this radio host that the same man is now sitting down on the job, if you will, in protest against the same Americans, all of us, against our constitutional rights, the very rights he fought for in past decades. Here's my take. And look, I couldn't care less about what Representative Lewis did. This is not the political. Look, if you're looking for political correctness here, you're not going to get it. I couldn't care less what John Lewis did in the 60s. What I care about is a man who epitomizes what the Democratic Party has become over the years, and for that matter, John Lewis and every other Democrat who sat on their butts in the House chamber disrupting the work of the people in an effort to strip me and you of our right to bear arms. Your supporters won't like what I'm about to say, but if you want political correct, this ain't the place to get it. In fact, if you don't like me, or if you don't like our right to bear arms, this is the most biased and unobjective radio program you're ever going to hear, and I'll wind up being the most obnoxious man you might have ever heard, particularly on this subject, and good. Because to me, Representative John Lewis, here comes the political incorrectness, the revered civil rights icon, is nothing short of an un-American anti-rights bigot. Period. And he and his supporters absolutely must be stopped in their tracks, or the very future of our republic is at stake. Do you think that they'll stop at Second Amendment rights? You have got to understand what this group of people is up to and what they are doing. But the irony of a man who risked himself and fought for civil rights in the 60s, coming after Americans' constitutional rights in 2000s, is just, it's flat out un-American. The man is nothing short of an un-American anti-rights bigot, along with, and I point to him because the media, you know, the media is, oh, John, you know, they're trying to make this about civil rights. Who's civil rights? Look, you don't have a right not to be offended in this country. You don't have that right. You don't have a right to take my rights from me. If you don't want to exercise your First Amendment rights and you want to zip your trap, then do it. I couldn't care less. If you want to call me whatever name you want to call me, then do it. You have a right to do that. I'm a public figure. I've got broad shoulders. I can take it, put it in print. I couldn't care less what you say. I don't have a right not to be offended by your dopey self. And I don't have a right, after you say something, to come after you and stop you from using certain words. People say you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. Yes, you can. You certainly can. The next time you're in a theater, stand up and yell fire. You can do that. There will be repercussions, but you certainly can do that. So the bottom line is, if you don't like something I do, fine. Heck, you can even tell me you don't like it. That's fine with me. We can have a discussion about it. Well, let me tell you something, Dad blast it. When you come after it, don't expect me to roll down on my back like a little shih tzu and let you scratch my chest. It's not going to happen. And I'm going to call you what you are. Because the reason these folks have gotten away with this for so long is because nobody has really called them what they are. The media gives them a pass. Republicans are afraid to say it or don't want to say it. We're not afraid to do that here. Representative Lewis and the rest of his ilk, and that's what they are un-American, anti-rights bigots for coming after our civil right, our constitutional right to keep and bear arms. When we come back, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms wrote a beautiful press release. Dems no longer represent ideals of a free society. We'll go over it with Alan Gottlieb right after this. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Expansion Industries is a national ammunition supply and sales company based in the Mid-Atlantic region that provides bulk sales of quality target ammunition and reloading supplies. Buy 1,000 rounds today and receive free shipping on your order. Visit Expansion Industries online at exp-ind.com and save today. We're a family-owned and faith-based company in the heart of Virginia. It's about freedom. exp-ind.com. Expansion Industries.
the Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio.
Doesn't help to have guns owned by only good people because bad people still get them.
Yeah, that's exactly why we need them.
Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster studios with you as I entered this break and now come back from the break. On the way out, I was talking to you about Alan Gottlieb's Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, which I proudly sit on the board of directors of that organization. The press release dated the 22nd is titled Dems No Longer Represent Ideals of a Free Society, says Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms about sit-in. The founder of the organization and the head of the Second Amendment Foundation said this: Democrats in the 60s used sit-ins to expand constitutional rights. But today they are using a sit-in to restrict those same civil rights. Instead of demanding direct action against dangerous Islamic extremists, they're distracting the public by pushing gun control measures that they know would not have prevented Orlando, Boston, or San Bernardino. For that matter, many others. That was my own. I threw that in myself. Alan stopped at San Bernardino. He continues, but it creates the deceptive impression that they are doing something, when in fact they are doing less than nothing by trying to penalize the wrong people. This is an insult to many of us that participated in sit-in demonstrations to extend civil rights a generation ago. Many of us were armed to protect participants from the Ku Klux Klan and other bigots. We were also armed with the facts, something that today's gun prohibitionists know little about. This demonstration is a disgrace, but today's crop of Democrats don't seem to care. Alan Gottlieb, welcome to the show. Well said. What else can you add to that? I mean, you just pretty much nailed it.
Well, thank you, Mark. Yeah, it was very frustrating watching that demonstration in Congress, shutting Congress down so they could sit there at their sit-in to push for gun control and be like little spoiled brat children that if you don't do what we want, we're just not going to let you, you know, conduct business. I think when the American people saw that, even if you're for gun control, it had to embarrass you. It made no sense whatsoever. It wasn't going to get anywhere. It wasn't going to accomplish anything. And I guess the other thing that really bothers me is you referenced in my statement that the proposals that these people come up with don't solve any of the problems anyway. There's a disconnect. You know, I mean, the shooter in Orlando went through a background check. So what good is it passing another background check when we already have a background check that he went through? They always do these things, and I sit there scratching my head like, you know, how can they even look at themselves in the mirror in the morning or go to sleep at night?
Well, let's go there. Let's analyze that. How do you think they can? That's a great question, because I do the same thing, and we can – there's a couple different directions we can go with that. So let's start with it. Let's take this fork. I'll say let's take the left fork, because I got a left fork and a right fork with that question. The first one is, how can they sleep at night? Do they know? And then this is where we as much as I'd love to be talking about something else right now, when they pull this, we have to answer this, Alan. We can't let them get away with this, and I'll tell you why in a second. I know you know why. But do they sleep at night? Does this bother them? Do they know? I mean, clearly they know they're lying. They have to. They're not that stupid. They can't possibly be that stupid, or can they?
You know, Mark, they've done it so many times that I really can't even answer that question anymore. All I know for this is if this was any other salesman selling any other product in America rather than a gun control agenda, I mean, they'd be indicted, you know, and go to jail for fraud.
I have to take away that they do know. I know they know. Okay, these people, I don't know, maybe it's the law-abiding citizen in me, Alan. When I look at, I guess, I'll just take another real-life example. The other night, a couple nights ago, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, as I'm wont to do, and went downstairs and flipped on the tube, and I started watching that show Jail. That was on, and they were in some jail somewhere in America, like Tampa or Las Vegas or something. And I look at these people being brought in, and I think to myself, these are criminals. These people, they don't get up in the morning and think like I do that they have to go to work. They don't go through their life thinking that they have to be productive. They get up in the morning and think of how they're going to steal and create a new victim. I mean, this is a job for them. And it's hard for law-abiding people to wrap their heads around that. But there are people who wake up and do that as a job. They violate the law as a job. Clearly, these individuals know what they're doing and are intentionally lying along that same psychological motivation, I'm going to assume. Would you say that I was out there for saying that, or would you agree? Or, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot with that, but is it possible that I'm right?
It's very possible. And, you know, these some of these members of Congress that, you know, wake up every morning and go to Congress to steal our rights aren't any better than the street criminals are.
No, they're not. In fact, I think they're worse. Because while the street criminal is trying to attack my right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness in one instance to get my wallet, for example, these people are coming after my, literally coming after my way of life. They're coming after the American way of life. The other direction I wanted to go with that is, if in fact they are doing that and they know they're doing it, and they clearly must know they are, then they must have discussions about it. One can assume that they must have discussions about what tactics they're going to use to deceive us. If we say this, then we'll get away with that. And we know that to be the case because they changed the names from gun control to gun safety. And we know they have discussions. That doesn't happen through osmosis. And they use the media to do that. So we can assume that they actually have conversations to do that, can't we? Isn't that a fair assumption to make?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a fair assumption to make, especially in light of the fact that during this current round here of trying to attack our rights, the two major areas that they're actually physically pushing, of course, the so-called background checks, which this person went through who committed this heinous crime,
right,
or act of terrorism, and other methods along lines like that. And there's a memo out from the Bloomberg people to the various, you know, other gun group, anti-gun groups, as well as members of Congress, about don't use the words prohibition and confiscation.
Right.
Don't bring up banning assault rifles right now. You got to get your foot in the door and pass something. So we got to sound not extreme, but we got to sound more moderate. But obviously, they know what their agenda is, and they try to hide it as much and cloak it as much as they can.
All right. Then, again, there's a bunch of different holes we need to go down here, because by following this logical thought process, we know that they're doing it intentionally. We know they're discussing how to do it. So this is cognizant behavior. They're very well aware of what they're doing, and they're doing it intentionally. So having said that, they absolutely must know, as elected officials, the danger that they pose with these antics to the future of our republic. The disruption on the House floor, for example. And I say that because there was a report out this morning that they are intending on taking the same tactics to their local districts and encouraging state representatives around the country over the 4th of July to do the same thing in the states. This is a concerted effort to upend our system of government, isn't it?
Yeah, I read that same article. That's the same impression I got when I read it, Mark. I couldn't disagree with you at all.
All right. Well, that's frightening. That's frightening, because what that does is renders our Constitution useless. And as we go to this break, I'll leave you with this. As I have said many times on the program, that Americans are rapidly getting to a point, good, decent, law-abiding citizens, are getting to the point, it's rapidly approaching, that we, as a good, law-abiding, decent people, are going to have to make some very, very difficult decisions in the near future if the Democrat Party keeps this up. We'll be back with Alan Gottlieb right after this. Great conversation coming up. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to
join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Second Amendment Foundation. We're talking to the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation right now, Alan Gottlieb. Alan, welcome back to the program. Let me go back to this Wall Street Journal article real quick, because I can't stress the importance of what we saw in the House of Representatives this week enough. And I want you to hear just from the first couple of sentences from the opening paragraph of this Wall Street Journal report that came out just a couple days back, came out on the 23rd. Democrats came up short Thursday in their efforts to pass gun legislation responding to this month's mass shooting in Orlando, Florida. But they harnessed the power of social media and the emotional resonance of the country's civil rights legacy to make their push for new gun curbs a defining issue of the election year. Let's break that down for a second. First of all, that was that mass shooting they refer to, Alan, was an enemy terror attack inside our borders, was it not?
Yeah, but they don't want to call it a terror attack because they want to use it to try and strip us of our right to keep and bear arms. So they got to pretend that it's not.
So this is again, Alan and myself are explaining to you how and why this works the way it works and how the media manipulates and what the Democrats are actually doing based on what we concluded in the previous segment, that this is clearly intentional and with friends in the mainstream press. Now, it continues, but they harnessed the power of social media and the emotional resonance of the country's civil rights legacy. So it's now a civil rights issue to come after Americans' civil rights, Alan? Because that's the way I look at that.
Well, apparently that's what the right is trying to convey. Just the language that he's using shows the bias of the story to start with, in my opinion.
All right. And then it continues to make their push for new gun curbs. What does new gun curbs mean to you, Alan?
Well, see, this is what they do with this. I mean, you know, we want to push gun control. We really want, you know, confiscation and prohibition, but we can't come out and say what we really want because you might not support what we really want. You might realize it wouldn't really solve the problem. So we're just going to call it a curb. So, yeah, we can be for curbs, but that doesn't mean what we're really talking about. This is the kind of language that they use. It's a rhetoric that's on another planet. It's designed to confuse and obfuscate what they're trying to accomplish and to try and make sure they can push an agenda that's hard to fight back against because it's a curb. No specifics are given.
It's a curb. Okay. All right. Well, continuing here, it is quite fascinating to see this piece, in particular the Wall Street Journal, generally considered a conservative publication. Without achieving their stated goal of securing a vote from GOP leaders on new gun restrictions. But take a listen to this. Now, of course, they come out, so gun restrictions, to me, restrictions means infringements. They are restricting. They're wanting to restrict my right. John Lewis ought to know better of anybody who fought a government who was restricting his rights in the 60s, wow, it is just not lost on me, the utter irony of what we're seeing. But I digress and continue.
Well, Mark, wait,
before please.
You continue, the other irony here is the fact that Dr. Martin Luther King, who he marched side by side with and sat in side by side with, owned a handgun for self-protection against Klan members and other bigots himself.
That is absolutely correct. He was a carry permit holder himself. Now, interestingly, it goes on, and this is the mentality of where we are in today's media, in today's day and age. I hate to use this term, millennial. I hate that term, you know, classifying and age of kids. I have nephews and nieces in their early 20s, and, you know, refer to them as millennials, I think, is just utterly ridiculous. But when you look at how the mainstream media views them and how it reacts to what they call social media, lawmakers said they were energized by a protest that drew crowds to the Capitol and sparked social media commentary from figures including President Obama and reality television star Kim Kardashian. You've got to be kidding me. So our elected officials care about, first of all, Barack Obama, give me a break. You know he's going to say something. That's what he does. But Kim Kardashian in the same sentence with that, what does that tell you, Alan?
It tells me they didn't really get a whole lot of social media, and they didn't get a whole lot of support. They didn't really get a whole lot of demonstrators at the Capitol either, did they?
Yeah, it is incredible. All right, let's move forward to Susan Collins. We have a Republican out of Maine who is pushing her bill, which has been tabled now, I understand, or do you have information that says that I'm wrong there, that Mitch McConnell has apparently told her he's going to let that bill be heard, but he tabled it for now. Do you know anything about what her bill is? And why Mitch McConnell would even suggest that he would allow that to go forward?
Well, it's not officially tabled, so to speak. It was a vote in the Senate that would have tabled it, but it got above the 50-vote threshold, not the 60 it needed for passage. So it isn't tabled. It can come back at, you know, anytime the House Majority Leader Senate Majority Leader wants to let it come back to the floor. He's saying right now he's not bringing it back to the floor. And the reason he's not, quite frankly, is that right now it's short votes to be able to pass the 60-vote threshold to be an amendment to go on to the appropriations bill, where they're trying to, you know, attach it to. So he doesn't want to waste the time in the Senate unless the votes are really there. And
all right, but let me stop you briefly. If Harry Reid were running the Senate, which he did for a number of years, and he had a bill that he didn't like, that he knew had the bill, had the votes on the floor to pass, but he didn't like the bill, would he have allowed it to come up for vote?
Well, if he didn't like the bill, he surely wouldn't. If he liked the bill, he surely would.
Okay. If Mitch McConnell felt that this bill had the votes, do you think he'd let it come up for a vote?
Actually, if it has the votes for the 60-vote threshold, he may not have a choice of stopping it at that point with a 60-vote threshold. But as long as they don't have a 60-vote threshold, he doesn't have to let it come up for that vote. And right now, it's my belief that they're one or two votes short.
One or two votes in a Republican-controlled chamber.
Okay. Well, again, wait, but again, the Democrats, you know, if they get, you know, the Democrats just need a handful of Republicans to go along with them to get to the 60-vote threshold. So you've got, you know, people like Senator Kirk from Illinois, who has never really been a friend of gun owners and is running in a liberal Barack Obama state, is trying to get reelected, even though his numbers are sideways right now. And so he's trying to make sure that the Democrats can't attack him on anything. And you've got a couple other senators up for reelection that are worried about Bloomberg spending, you know, millions and millions of dollars in their state, you know, saying that they want to arm terrorists, so to speak. And so that's what they're pushing on, and they're leaning on, you know, about around a half a dozen Republicans to help push it over the top. And right now they don't have enough to do it.
And that's what Americans are sick and tired of, are politicians who are playing games with their own election rather than the rights of the people. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. And unfortunately, you always get a dozen of them, you know, in Congress that are going to do that all the time because they care more about being reelected than they care about doing anything that's good for the country or protecting rights. You know, some of these people there, it's all about them and it's all about getting reelected. And we know that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll leave that there. I think, you know, not much more to say about what's happening in the Senate right now. It's been not officially, but it's not coming up for vote anytime soon, we don't believe.
Well, I wouldn't swear to that. I'm watching this very closely because I'm not that confident that it won't come up for a vote. You know, I'd tell you if I didn't think it would, but at this juncture, this one very well may come up for a vote. So, you know, we need to stay vigilant on this one big time.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. So let's make a suggestion that everybody call their U.S. senators right now and tell them. Correct? We want people to make contact with their senators and tell them not to support Susan Collins' bill from Republican from Maine. Is that correct?
Correct. And at this juncture, you know, call, write, email, fax, do it all, and hit them as many ways as you can, as often as you can. Just the next couple of weeks on this are going to be really critical.
All right. When we come back with the great Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation, we want to move and switch gears, go out to Hawaii. We'll go out to paradise because something very scary has occurred in Hawaii relative to the right to bear arms. And I think when you hear it, if you're not familiar with it, it may open your eyes. You may think, oh, this doesn't happen in America. It does, and it's happening right now. They're trying to criminalize you for simply being a gun owner. And Hawaii took a huge, frightening step forward. We'll be right back with Alan Gottlieb.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Expansion Industries is a national ammunition supply and sales company based in the Mid-Atlantic region that provides bulk sales of quality target ammunition and reloading supplies. Buy 1,000 rounds today and receive free shipping on your order. Visit Expansion Industries online at exp-ind.com and save today. We're a family-owned and faith-based company in the heart of Virginia. It's about freedom. exp-ind.com. Expansion Industries.
You're tuned in
to Armed American Radio.
Those who oppose any common sense gun control or gun safety measures have a pretty effective way of ginning up fear that somehow the federal government's about to take all your guns away.
Look, if you're a Democrat pulling the lever for gun grabbers, you're no friend of mine.
Protecting your right to bear arms.
Here is Armed American Radio's Mark Walters.
All right, a couple of things real fast. We got a call during the break from Marshall listening to us down in Tampa, Florida on 860 AM. The Answer, our great affiliate down there. Love you guys down there in my hometown in Tampa, Florida. Marshall asked, how do you get on that terror watch list and that no-fly list? How do you get on that list? Marshall, that's a great question. That's the problem. No one knows. It's a secret list. And you don't know you're on it until you try to buy an airline ticket or until you try to buy a gun. We don't know. There is no due process. And we don't know how you get off. In other words, an unelected, unnamed bureaucrat decides to put your name on that list for whatever reason they choose. That's the danger of secret lists. And here in America, we don't have secret lists. We don't walk down the streets and have to show me your papers. This is the United States of America. We have constitutional rights, and we have something called due process. So great question. I hope that answered it. Pretty much that's it pretty much in a nutshell. Also, Alan Gottlieb, got a social media comment here I'd like to get your feedback on. Listening to you with Alan Gottlieb, take your premise down that same path of undeniable logic. It is against the law for our elected officials to pass legislation through deceptive practice, just as it is for attorneys to enter bogus items as from the scene evidentiary proof
that had not been designated as such by the investigating officers. Okay, back to what you were saying. They had to discuss manipulation of the facts to falsehoods. This is collusion in respect to the violation of House rules, which hold the weight of law on the level of conspiracy and therefore a violation of the RICO Act. Follow your path to the entire conclusion, that is the removal from office for conspiracy to conduct illegal activities within the House of Representatives. Interesting. That's from Benny. Benny, thanks. What are your thoughts on that, Alan?
Well, my thoughts on that, it sounds very logical, but it doesn't stand up. And the reason it doesn't stand up is when you go to court, the courts will throw out the RICO complaints immediately, basically say the way to answer the question or to solve the problem or to stop the abuse is to not elect those officials. And the courts will not cross the line and get involved in the political process on those types of issues. They will say your remedy is not the courtroom, your remedy is the ballot box. And every time somebody has tried to file a suit like that, that's what's happened.
Okay. Benny, thanks for the question on social media. I appreciate it. And you got your answer from Alan Gottlieb. All right, let's go to the FBI, Hawaii. Very, very frightening story out of Hawaii. One of the most overlooked, I think, stories. Not overlooked in our circles, but in mainstream circles, it has been overlooked. Let's tell America what just happened in Hawaii. And let me tell you something. Wherever you are listening, pay very careful attention to what you're about to hear. Alan, take that away.
Well, this is kind of chilling. What we have in Hawaii is the governor, I believe with the consent of the legislature, has taken the whole list of gun owners, because in order to own a gun in Hawaii, you have to register your firearms and, you know, and have a license to do so. They've taken that whole list of law-abiding people and turned it over to the FBI to put into the criminal database so that, quote-unquote, law enforcement all over the country will know if you own a gun if they stop you. And this is exactly why gun owners oppose this registration, because it either leads to one thing, confiscation, or leads to you being put onto a list like this where you sort of get blacklisted or are going to be treated differently just because you own a firearm. And this is absolutely appalling. And, of course, the anti-gunners are now pushing other states to follow Hawaii's suit and do the same thing.
All right, let's get some explanation on this. What does this mean that they've put you in a list? Let's break this down. Explain to us what list, FBI, what are they putting us on? What type of database is there that Bob in Hawaii, who owns a gun, who was forced to register it, now becomes a part of? What does this mean?
Well, Mark, we live in a society now where government creates all kinds of databases and lists and keeps track of all kinds of people and infringes people's rights and privacy in lots of areas. And, of course, there's just one more where the government, you know, gets data. If they get data, they enter it into a database, and they can use that database for any purpose they wish, until stopped by a court, so to speak. And it's appalling. It's not the first time, by the way, that the government's probably gotten a hold of various databases, you know, in various states where the hunting license holder lists are public. I'm sure the FBI has gone in and requested copies of it and put it into a database trying to find out who owns guns and who doesn't. But to have an actual legislative body and a governor, vote to give this to the FBI, and the FBI didn't even ask for it, by the way, to just give it to them so they could have it for whatever purposes they wish to use it for, because it's totally undefined, is really appalling and scary.
Okay, this is, let me say, I want to make sure I articulate this properly, because you just nailed it. The FBI didn't ask for this. Hawaii decided to take their own law-abiding citizens, gun owners, simply because they are gun owners, and put them on this FBI list, which they call a wrap-back list. And what that means is, Alan, as you know, let's say, Bob from Hawaii travels to Nebraska for whatever purposes, and he finds himself there for a month. He's a Hawaii citizen. He's a gun owner. And he finds himself charged with some type of misdemeanor battery or whatever the crime may be in Nebraska through no fault of his own, maybe a false accusation, for example. Okay? Even if it wasn't a false accusation, it was a misdemeanor battery he was charged with. That, the mere filing of that charge heads back to Hawaii, and elected officials can then make the determination as to whether or not to take away his guns.
Well, Mark, that's probably true, but it goes significantly farther in the other direction as well. I mean, it's just he stopped for a traffic ticket in Nebraska, and the police officer automatically knows when he calls up his database that he's a gun owner, and, you know, wants to see his gun, or is this gun legal in this state, or why do you have the gun, or, you know, it's none of your business to begin with, I didn't misuse it. But it automatically puts you on the defensive, so to speak, and it's just burden of not proof, but burden of, you know, intent to you rather than, you know, away from law enforcement. This whole thing is downright scary. It's open to such abuse and misuse that it's downright scary, especially if more and more states add these names, you as a gun owner, into this criminal database for the FBI to play with. I mean, there's no logic to this. I mean, let's be candid about it. 99% of firearms owners don't break the law. But now you're right. All going to be in a criminal database so the government can know that you own this gun and track you with it wherever you go, and for whatever reason.
Do law-abiding gun owners have repercussions? Can we take action? Is there anything we can do to stop this? Can we sue to stop this?
Well, right now, the only people standing to sue would be a gun owner in the state of Hawaii, first of all.
Okay.
You know, Hawaii went and did it. And then the question is that to have some standing in court, you're going to have to be able to show that, in fact, you've been damaged by this somehow so far. And what the court's probably going to say, and especially in Hawaii, is, well, your name is on the list, and, well, your name gets into the FBI, but since nobody's acted on it yet, until it's not ripe enough for us to, quote-unquote, give you standing, and so bye. Leave the courtroom, and if you get if that list is misused against you, then come back.
Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, thank you, sir, for being here, as you are every week.
Thank you.
We appreciate it greatly. Your wisdom, believe me, is desperately needed in these what are trying times for gun owners. SAF.org, SAF.org. I'm a lifetime member. I have the plaque right here on the wall of the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Please visit Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, and join. It's really simple to do, and we need your assistance. Okay, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. When we come back, the great A.W.R. Hawkins, award-winning journalist of the year from Breitbart News and my political analyst, will be here for the hour. Back right after this with A.W.R. Hawkins.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.